From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British leaders attempting to reassure financial markets following last week's referendum to leave the European Union. Finance Minister George Osborne is set to deliver a statement later Monday. Speaking at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde said even though the referendum outcome was underestimated by the markets, there was no panic.
And despite the fact that markets had not anticipated that vote and therefore had priced in asset values and other currency values, the fact that the UK would probably remain, which led to a nice increase on the markets in the days preceding the referendum. Well, despite that, there was no panic.
The political fallout from the EU referendum result continues with demands Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn step down, and Scottish officials who wish to remain in the EU consider another independence referendum. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome Sunday travels to London and Brussels this week, the first American official to do so since the so-called Brexit vote.
One country has made a decision. Obviously, it is a decision that the United States had hoped would go the other way, but it didn't. And so we begin with a fundamental respect for voters. In a democracy, when the voters speak, it is the job of leaders to listen and then to make sure that they are moving in a way that is responsible to address the concerns.
Friday, President Obama said the United Kingdom and EU will remain indispensable partners of the U.S. The Italian Coast Guard Sunday rescued more than 3,300 migrants in more than two dozen operations on the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. A second election in Spain in 6 months Sunday did little to clarify the political landscape, with acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's center-right People's Party emerging with the biggest block of seats, but short of the majority needed. It must now try to form a governing coalition. Atlanta Council analyst Carlos Castillo says the reason new elections were called was the party's failure to form a working coalition in December.
We're seeing that we have these emerging new parties, both on the liberal side and the far left, who made big gains in the parliament. I think we confronted a situation that we were not used to, which was having to negotiate a coalition government. That's where new elections were needed. No one was able to come together and negotiate like a coalition agreement.
The center-left socialists came in second in Sunday's ballot with 85 seats. The outcome comes amid voter anger over high unemployment and austerity measures. A Somali cabinet minister was among the 15 killed Saturday in an Islamic State attack on the Nasser Hablud Hotel in Mogadishu. The hotel room of Buri Hamza, who served as state minister for the prime minister's office, collapsed following a powerful car bomb. Four militants were among the dead. Dozens of other people were wounded. The attack was the latest on a hotel in the Somali capital. The Ambassador Hotel was attacked, killing 10, including two lawmakers. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhoods of Fallujah, ending a month-long offensive to wrest the city from its Islamic State defenders. The Jolan district was liberated Sunday. Ambassador James Jeffrey, now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says the key was coordination of U.S.-led airstrikes with Iraqi coalition forces on the ground.
I've argued that we can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
The victory part of an overall campaign to defeat the IS group insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. The city of heavily damaged homes, tens of thousands of residents managed to escape the fighting are now being cared for in nearby displacement camps. Islamic State, meanwhile, claimed responsibility for last week's suicide bomb attack that killed seven Jordanian soldiers along the Syrian-Jordanian frontier. The suicide bomber drove a car at high speed across the border, rammed it into a military outpost near the Syrian refugee camp. In China, at least 35 passengers on a bus were killed Sunday after the vehicle smashed into a highway guardrail and burst into flames in central Hunan province. The bus driver has been detained for questioning. Some 20 others were injured. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.